الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على خير خلق وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، نواصل درسنا في شرح الأصول الستة للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. كنا قد وقفنا على قول الإمام رحمه الله، ثم صار هذا أغرب الأشياء، صار العلم والفقه هو البدع والضلالات، أي صار العلم والفقه عند بعض المتأخرين هو البدع والضلالات، لأنهم تركوا العلم المبني على كتاب الله سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وصار العلم عندهم قال فلان وفلان وحكايات القبر الفلاني ينفع من كذا، وإن البقعة الفلانية رؤية فيها فلان، رأى فيها فلان من الناس في المنام كذا، هذا علم هؤلاء، أو يبحثون عن الأحاديث الموضوعة والمكذوبة، فتجد المحرفين يجعلونها صحيحة ويقولون هذه أحاديث صحيحة، ويتركون الأحاديث الصحيحة الواردة في كتب الصحاح ونحوها، وخيار ما عندهم لبس الحق بالباطل، لبس الحق ويجب أن يميز الحق من الباطل وأن يفصل بينهما. أما إذا خلط بينهما هذا هو التلبيس والغش والتدليس على الناس، وخيار ما عندهم لبس الحق في الباطل، ولبس الحق في الباطل من طريقة اليهود، من طريقة أهل الكتاب، على الكتاب لما تلبسون الحق في الباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون. وصار العلم الذي فرضه الله على الخلق ومدحه لا يتفوه به إلا زنديق أو مجنون، لأنه يخالف العلم الذي صار عندهم جهلا، ومن تفوه به يتكلم به هو مجنون، لأنهم يقولون إن العلم الذي فرضه الله يغير ما عليه الناس، أي يغير دين آبائنا وأجدادنا وذلك، وصار من أنكره وعاداه هو الفقيه العالم، أي صار من أنكر هذا العلم علم العياذ بالله وأنه بالتحذير منه هو الفقيه عندهم، يعني من صنف التحذير من العلم ومدح العلم ومدح العلم المذموم ونشره في الناس يقولون عنه هذا هو الفقيه هذا العالم. أما من نشر العلم الصحيح يقولون عنه هذا لا يصح، هذا جاهل، هذا نريد أن يفرق الناس، إن نريد التجميع لا نريد التفريق، التجميع ولو كان على الباطل، ولا نريد التفريق الذي فيه تمييز الحق من الباطل وتمييز الطيب من الخبيث، هذا محال، فإنه لا يحصل الاجتماع على الباطل وإنما يحصل الاجتماع على الحق. لهذا يقول جل وعلا واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. الذي يجمع الناس هو الكتاب والسنة، ويتبين لنا من هذا طريقة أهل البدع والضلالات وذنهم للعلم وذنهم لأهل العلم، وهذه طريقة أهل البدع، ومنهم الصوفية ومنهم أهل الحزبيات والضلالات، وإلا فإن هدي السلف الصالح محبة العلم ومحبة مجالسة العلماء. ولهذا أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه يقول ما لي أرى علماءكم يذهبون وجهالكم لا يتعلمون، فتعلموا قبل أن يقبض العلم. والإمام وكيع بن الجراح رحمه الله لا بد للمتفقه من أستاذ يدرس عليه، وأبو حنيفة رحمه الله قيل له في المسجد حلقة يطلبون العلم، فقال رحمه الله هل لهم رأس؟ يعني هل لهم عالم يطلبون عليه؟ قالوا لا. قال لا يفقه هؤلاء أبدا. قال كنت أمر على جفر أحد الفقهاء وهو محتب، فيقول لي يا أحول تعال حتى أغربل لك أحد، فيأتي إليه فيقول لي هذا صحيح وهذا ضعيف وهذا منسوخ وهذا كذا. والإمام الماوردي رحمه الله في كتابه أدب الدنيا والدين ثوب بابا وقال نفرة الجهال من العلم وأهله، وذكر عن بعض طرق أهل التصوف أنهم إذا رأى أحدهم محفرة تطير منها، وإذا وجد كتابا أعرض عنه، وإن رأى طالب علم متحليا بالعلم هرب منه، وهكذا الصوفية يقول بعضهم يا عنك علم الورق وعليك بعلم الخاص. علم الورق هو الذي هو علم الكتاب والسنة، وعليك بعلم الخرق الضلالات. وهكذا أصحاب الحديثات الآن والجماعات وتبليغية وقبطية ونحوها ينفرون من العلم والعلماء، يقولون علماء الورق علماء الحيض والنفاس ينبذونهم لأنهم يطلبون العلم ويعلمون الناس الأحكام الشرعية. علماء أحكام شرعية دل عليها الكتاب والسنة ولا يفقهون الواقع وغيرها من الضلالات يريدون بذلك التنفير من هؤلاء العلماء ومن هم العلماء؟ العلماء هم الذين يربون الناس على شريعة رب وعلى سنة فيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا الطعن في العلماء أمره خطير. الطاعن في علماء السنة محارب لله ومتوعد من الله بالمحاربة. ولهذا يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: فمن عادى أولياء الله فقد عاداه وعاد الله، ومن عاداه فقد حاربه. لهذا يقول الله تعالى في حديث القدسي كما في الصحيح: من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. والطعن في علماء السنة من عمل كما قال الله تعالى عن الكفار: وما نراك اتبعت، يقولون للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما نراك اتبعك الا الذين هم اراذلنا اضعفنا بادي الرأي، يعني ليس ولا علم. الطعن في علماء السنة جناية على الشريعة التي يحملها هذا العالم. فإذا طعن في العلماء إلى من يرجع الناس؟ السؤال. فالطعن جناية على العلم على الشريعة التي يحملها هذا العالم. الطعن في علماء السنة من دين أهل البدع والضلالات. لهذا يقول الإمام أبو زرعة الرازي: من علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر. ويقول يحيى بن سعيد القطان رحمه الله: ليس في الدنيا مبتدع لا وهو يطعن في أهل الحديث. طريقة أهل البدع في قديم الحديث. الطعن في علماء السنة من كيد الشيطان كما قال الشيخ عمر بن سليم رحمه الله: ومن كيد الشيطان الذي صدهم عن تعلم العلم وطلبه اتهام علماء المسلمين بالمتهنة وسوء الظن بهم وعدم الأخذ عنهم. الطعن في علماء دين لأعداء الإسلام للانتظار على هذا الدين، لأنه لا يوقف أعداء الدين ولا يوقف أهل البدع عند حقهم ولا يرد عليهم إلا أهل العلم. نسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا وإياكم من العلم. ثم وضع في هذا الأصل المهم فيقول الله تعالى: يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين وأوفوا بعهدي أوفوا بعهدي. أراد الإمام المجدد رحمه الله أن يبين أهل العلم وحال من تشبه بأهل العلم وليس هو من العلماء بل هو من الضلال المضلين. فهي دلالة على أهمية علم الشرع، على أهمية علم الشريعة والحذر ممن تشبه بالعلماء وليس منهم. وكذلك يستفاد من الآية أن واجب العلماء البيان بالحكمة وليس من شأن أهل العلم الكتمان. إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كتم علما ألجمه الله بلجام من نار. وكذلك يستفاد من الحديث من الآية أن كتم العلم مع حاجة الناس إليه من خصال اليهود، نسأل الله العفو والعافية. فأوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بالحرص على العلم وأن نعرف قدر العلم قدر العلماء، وأنه لا يقاوم على البدع إلا العلم. هذا أصل مهم، والحذر ممن يحذر من العلماء هذا. ونسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا وإياكم بما يحب ويرضى، وأن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح
إخلاص في القول والعمل. نعم بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. فضيلة الشيخ، إذا ممكن عندنا أسئلة في الموضوع.
والله صراحة أن الأسئلة لو تكتب ترسل رسالة وتكون عليها الإجابة في الدرس المقبل.
خلاص بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ.
هذا أفضل إما أن تكتب الأسئلة وترسل رسالة على الجوال، أو انظر ل... أو تتصل علي في وقت آخر. نعم. وتعطيني الأسئلة ويكون عليها الجواب في الدرس المقبل إن شاء الله.
خلاص الحمد لله بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. نعم.
الأمر الثاني، هناك بعض الإخوة الفضلاء سوف يزورونكم بإذن الله.
نعم إن شاء الله. الشيخ أبو حاتم وعبد الصمد.
وحاتم والأخ عبد الصمد فيزورونكم
إن شاء الله.
ونحن نبلغهم السلام إن شاء الله إليكم.
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ.
بلغوا السلام لجميع الإخوة عندكم.
بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياك الله فضيلة الشيخ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ليوم الدين. وبعد، سوري شيخ حفظ الله، he began by praising Allah, the Lord of the universe, and he sent a peace and salutations upon the best of Allah's creation and upon his family and companions and those who followed them in goodness. And he said to proceed, our noble brothers, we continue our lesson in the explanation of the six foundations by the Imam, the Reviver Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him. And we have previously stopped at the fourth foundation, and where it says, then this affair became the strangest of affairs, and knowledge and understanding, knowledge and fiqh became something, or became that is considered bid'ah and dhalalat, is considered innovations and misguidance. Then the Sheikh said, may Allah preserve me, said that knowledge and fiqh became something to those who came in later times, became something which is considered to be innovation and misguidance, because they have abandoned the knowledge, the true knowledge, which is built upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And knowledge, according to them, became something which is or knowledge became something which is like they say so and so said and so and so said and storytelling and so on, like the statement that when they claim that Sheikh said that that the specific such and such grave will benefit the person from such and such, and the specific or such and such spot a person was seen in it in a dream, and the Sheikh said this is the knowledge of those people. Those people, this is their knowledge, that they claim that this specific grave and specific spot benefits from this, such and such. And the Sheikh said, and also they look for narrations, they look for ahadith which are fabricated and which have been buried by the people of knowledge due to their weakness. And they have clarified that they are makdhuba, they are fabricated narrations. And you would find those mukharifin, those who they come up with lies and they come with hallucinations. They said, the Sheikh said, you find them that they will try to make these narrations authentic, and they will adorn and beautify the chain of narrations, and they would claim that they are actually authentic narrations, and they would abandon the actual authentic narrations which have been mentioned or have been narrated in Bukhari, Muslim, and in the Sunan, the four Sunan, and the Masanid, which are considered. And they would, the Sheikh said, they would abandon it because it is not in their favor. They would abandon these narrations because they are not in their favor. Then the Sheikh read from the statement of Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he said, and the best thing with those people, the best thing with those people is to they mix the truth with the falsehood. They cover the truth with the falsehood. And the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliged upon his creation and he praised as well, no one speaks of it except as indeed a heretic or a majnoon, a person who's insane. And then the Sheikh commented on this and he said that it is a must that the person, he distinguishes between the truth and the falsehood, and he separates between the two. As for if the person, he mixes between them, then this is talbis, this is the deception and trickery, and also tadlis, you make the people, you cover up for the people that the people, they cannot distinguish between them. Then the Sheikh read from the statement of Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab when he said, and وَصَارَ مَنْ أَنْكَرَهُ وَعَدَاهُ وَصَنَّفِ التَّحْذِيرِ مِنْهِ وَالنَّهِي عَنْهُ هُوَ الْفَقِيهُ الْعَالِمِ. And the person who authors to who writes books and authors books to show enmity and to oppose the knowledge which Allah has obliged upon his creation, and he warns against this knowledge, such person is now is considered, according to those people, is faqih. He's a person of jurisprudence. Yeah, he's a jurist and he's a scholar. The person who authors and he writes books to oppose the knowledge which Allah has obliged upon his people, upon his creation. The Sheikh said, this is because it opposes the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged upon his creation, is because it opposes that which they are upon. So the knowledge which Allah had praised, and he praised its people, according to them, it became ignorance. They consider it ignorance. And whosoever speaks of it, or whosoever speaks with this knowledge, he's a majnoon, he's an insane person. Because they say, they claim, that indeed the knowledge which Allah has obliged upon the people, it changes what the people are upon already. It changes what the people are upon already. And also it changes the religion of our forefathers. It changes the religion of our forefathers. Naam. And also the Sheikh mentioned that those people who author books and write books to warn against this beneficial knowledge, and also they praise the knowledge which is blameworthy and which is looked down upon, and they spread it between the people. Yes, those people who author those books and they spread it between the people, the Sheikh said, they say about those people that such person is a faqih, he's a jurist, he's a man of jurisprudence, and he's a scholar, he's a alim. Yes. As for the person who spreads the true knowledge, the legislated knowledge, then they say about him, or they say that this is not suitable, and this person is an ignorant man, and he wants to split and divide the people, and we want to unite them, we do not want to cause division between them. The Sheikh said, meaning that they want to unite the people even if it's upon falsehood. They want to unite the people even if it's upon falsehood. And we do not want unity which makes the people we do not want unity which distinguishes the falsehood from the truth, yes, and the good from the evil. And the Sheikh said, and this is impossible, this will not never happen, this is impossible. And ijtima', which is unity, ijtima', unity and agreement, would never happen upon batil, upon falsehood. Rather, ijtima', unity happens upon the truth. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and cling all to, or hold all to the rope of Allah, and do not, يعني split, and do not spill it. So the Shaykh said, that which gathers and unites the people is the book and the sunnah. That which gathers and combines between the people and unites them is the book, the Quran and the sunnah. And with this, or with the Quran and the sunnah, the way of, or the methodology of Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, becomes clear. And also the way of يعني, displaying the people of knowledge, and from those يعني, deviated groups and these people of innovations, Ali Sheikh said the Sufis and the people of partisanships, and also the people of misguidance. Otherwise, the hadith of the Salaf, the guidance of the Salaf, is that they love knowledge and they love the people of knowledge. And therefore, Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion, he said, why do I see your scholars يعني, passing away? Why do I see your scholars passing away, yet your ignorant ones do not learn from them? Why do I see your scholars passing away, yet I do not see your ignorant ones learning from them? And he said after that, he said, learn before the knowledge is removed. Learn before the knowledge is removed. And Waqi' al-Imam Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, it is a must that the person who seeks understanding, mutafaqqih, seeks understanding in a religion, it's a must that he has a teacher. It is a must that he has a teacher that he studies under. Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on him, it was said to him that there are people in the masjid, they have a halaqah, they have a circle of knowledge, and they seek knowledge. So he asked them, he said, do they have a head? Do they have a head? Do they have a teacher, a person who they refer back to? They said, no. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he replied, he said, لا يفقه هؤلاء أبدا. He said, those people will never understand. Those people will never learn or will never understand. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned from some of the Salaf, and I did not catch his name, he said that his name is Al-Ahwal, as the brother mentioned, Barakallah Fik. He said that he used to walk past some of the people, or some of the people while they're sitting on the floor, muhtabi, yeah, sitting on the floor while holding his legs, and he said to him, come to me so I can teach you, or so I can purify for you the narrations, which ones are authentic and which ones are not authentic. And when he comes to him, he will tell him, this hadith is authentic, this hadith is not authentic. And also Imam al-Mawardi, he in his book Adab al-Dunya wa al-Din, he said the etiquette of the worldly life and the etiquette of the religion. He mentioned that in one of the chapters of the book, he mentions regarding the people of Tasawwuf, the people of Sufiya, that when they see circles of knowledge, they have tatayyur, which is like an evil omen, or like they see as bad luck or something like that when they see a circle of knowledge. And when they see a book, they would turn away from it. They would run away from the books. And when they see a student of knowledge who acts upon his knowledge, they would flee from him. And likewise. So the Sheikh said, the people of Sufiya, they mentioned, as the Sheikh said, that they would say to one another, the people of Sufiya, they say, يعني abandon the ilm al-waraq, the knowledge of paper. يعني the Sheikh said, he is referring to the book and the sunnah. The knowledge of books, or the knowledge of paper, he is referring to the book and the sunnah, the Quran and the sunnah. وَعَلَيْكَ بِعِلْمِ الْفَرَقِ, يعني and upon you is to follow groups. Upon you is to follow groups and parties. This is what the people of Sufiyya say to one another. And the Sheikh said, and likewise from the other deviated groups, such as the Tablighis, the Sufis, and all those deviated groups, the Sheikh said, they run away from the knowledge, and they run away from the people of knowledge, and they belittle them and speak ill of them, and they say they are scholars, يعني علماء حيض ونفاس, they are scholars who are specialized only in menstruation and postnatal bleeding, يعني they only specialize in the rulings regarding menstruation and postnatal bleeding. and they nickname, and they give them nicknames and label them, the Sheikh said, and also they accuse them of not understanding, having fiqh al-waqi', which is the knowledge or the understanding of the current يعني, situation or the reality of the current situation. And all of this, the Sheikh said, from the other labels or the nicknames which they give to the scholars of Sunnah, wanting, يعني, they're urging the people to, they want the people to turn away from them and to flee from them. And the Sheikh said after that, who are the scholars? Who are the scholars? The scholars are those who bring up the people upon the legislation of Allah. They teach the people, they cultivate them upon the legislation of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, criticizing the scholars is a great affair. It's a dangerous affair. Criticizing the scholars is a great or a dangerous affair. And the person who criticizes the scholars of Sunnah, he's a person who shows or who wages war against Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He threatens such person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seek revenge from him, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wage war against him. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned that whosoever opposes awliya Allah, those pious people, whosoever opposes the awliya of Allah, then he has indeed opposed Allah, or he has indeed showed enmity to Allah. And whosoever shows enmity to Allah, then he is raging war against Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh said, Allah said in Hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whosoever opposes or whosoever shows enmity and opposition to one of my awliya, to one of those pious people and the scholars, yes, then I will rage war against him. And the Shaykh said that criticizing the scholars of Sunnah is the act of the kuffar, is the act of the disbelievers, is their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said regarding the kuffar, that they said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not see except that the worst of us follow you, or the least of us in rank follow you. They criticized the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to him, we only see the least of us, or the lowest of us in rank follow you. And also criticizing the scholars of Sunnah, the Shaykh said, is a crime in the Sharia, is a crime against the legislation of Allah, which the legislation which this person carries, this scholar, he carries this legislation of Allah. So if the scholar or if the scholar is criticized, and if this knowledge is criticized, then who do the people refer back to? Who do the people refer back to if the scholar is criticized? And also the Sheikh said criticism of the people of knowledge is from the action or from the acts of the people of innovation and misguidance. Abu Zur'a al-Razi, may Allah have mercy on him, he said it is from the sign of Ahlul Bid'ah, it is from the sign from the people of innovation, Al-Waqi'ah fi Ahl al-Athar, is that they criticize the people of narrations. It is from the sign of the people of innovation that they criticize the people of narration, yani the people of hadith. And Yahya bin Sa'id al-Qattan, the Imam Yahya bin Sa'id al-Qattan, may Allah mercy on him, he said that there is not one innovator in this life except that he criticizes the people of hadith. He said there is not a mubtada, an innovator in this life, except that he criticizes the people of hadith. And the Sheikh continued, may Allah preserve him, and he mentioned that also criticizing the scholars of Sunnah is from the plot of Shaitan. It is from the plot of Shaitan, as mentioned by Sheikh Umar bin Salim. And he also mentioned in his statement that those who criticize the scholars, this is the kid of Shaitan, it's the plot of Shaitan, and also they criticize the scholars of Mudahana, yani lying for their own benefit. They lie and they cover up things in the religion for their own benefit. The Shaykh continued and he said, and criticism against the scholar of Sunnah is also giving assistance and aid to the enemies of Islam. When the person criticizes the scholars of Sunnah, he's providing assistance and aid to the enemies of Islam so that they can attack the people of Islam, or they can attack this religion. Because the Shaykh said, it is only the scholars who stop and counter the enemies of this religion, and they also counter the people of innovation and they fight against them. So no one does that except the people of knowledge. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to make us from those who love them and respect them. So the Shaykh said, so this foundation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verse, نعم هي مشهد فيرس سورة البقرة. Yes, beginning from all children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant, I will fulfill yours. Until he said, all children of Israel, remember the favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I have favored you over all mankind. So the Sheikh said, the Imam, the reviver Muhammad Abdul Wahab, he wanted to clarify in this foundation the difference between, or he wanted to clarify the actual people of knowledge, and also clarify the situation of those who try to imitate them and try to be like them, but they are not from them, and rather they are from the people of misguidance, and those people who call to misguidance. And the Sheikh said, in this foundation, or in this is a proof for the importance of the ilm sharia, the importance of the knowledge of this religion, and also you benefit from this verse, the Sheikh said, that you be aware from those who imitate and try to be and pretend to be like or to be from their people of knowledge, and they are not from them. And also you benefit from this. Likewise, it is an obligation upon the scholars to clarify with wisdom, to clarify and provide clarification with wisdom. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a narration, whosoever withholds any knowledge, then Allah will tie him with a rope from fire, made of fire. And also the Shaykh continued, he said, and you also benefit from this verse, that whosoever withholds any knowledge, then this is from the attributes of the Jews. If anyone withholds any knowledge, it is from the attributes of the Yahud, the Jews. So the Shaykh said at the end, he said, so I advise you and myself to acknowledge the status of knowledge, and also acknowledge the status of the scholars, and that the scholars are the to understand and to acknowledge that the scholars are those who defend this religion against Ahlul Bid'ah, against the people of innovation, and also to be aware of the people of innovation, and to be aware of those who imitate and to pretend to be from the scholars. We ask Allah, the Shaykh said at the end, we ask Allah with his beautiful names and his lofty attributes that he grants us success to that which he is pleased with and that which he loves, and to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and sincerity to him in action and speech. Now, and the Shaykh at the end, he gave greetings to everyone, to all the brothers here and sisters, he gave greetings to them. Okay, هذا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.